former Fortuna City Council member Christina Chris Mobley has been federally indicted on multiple counts of mail fraud and wire fraud after allegedly embezzling over $500,000 from her longtime employer, Beacom Construction. The indictment, filed in the United States District Court for the Northern District of California on February 5, 2025, outlines an extensive scheme in which Mobley, serving as the company's business manager, misappropriated company funds for personal use. According to the indictment, Mobley orchestrated a fraudulent scheme from January 2022 through November 2024, using unauthorized checks and electronic payments to funnel company money into her personal accounts. The charges allege that she issued at least 15 unauthorized checks totaling approximately $67,100 from the company's Umpqua bank account to her personal Capital One credit cards, conducted around 107 unauthorized automated clearinghouse payments totaling about $299,700 from the company's account to her personal credit cards, used the company's business credit card for personal expenses, including cash advances at casinos, airfare, and hotel stays, issued unauthorized payroll checks to herself, padded her payroll hours, and cashed out unapproved vacation time, and wrote unauthorized checks to herself from the company's pre-signed blank check supply. The charges against Mobley include 3 counts of mail fraud and 7 counts of wire fraud. If convicted, she faces a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison per count, a $250,000 fine or twice the amount of gain or loss, 3 years of supervised release, forfeiture of assets, restitution, and a $100 special assessment per count. An anonymous source at Beacom Construction confirmed to KMUN News that the company targeted in the fraud case was indeed Beacom Construction, where Mobley had been employed for 23 years. A source at the company revealed that Mobley was a longtime trusted employee in a family-like atmosphere. The alleged theft came as a complete shock, said the source. In fact, when asked if there was any indication of theft or that Mobley would be a suspect in any type of fraudulent behavior, the Beacom source said that upon learning of the theft, the information left them in a stupor, stating, quote, "I should have had a heart attack and died right there," end quote. However, when confronted regarding the allegations, the source stated that Mobley admitted the alleged fraud. According to the source, since first learning of the alleged fraud, the amount Mobley is accused of stealing has nearly tripled from the original amount the FBI believed to be involved, to now being estimated at $580,000. Despite the financial impact, the source indicated the construction company remains stable, and management has assured employees they are not at risk of losing their jobs. In a comment to KMUN News, Beacom Construction co-owner Earl Ambrosini stated he'd like to thank the 2 FBI agents for all the work they had put into the case and will let the legal system handle the matter. Explaining further, he wrote, quote, "Mrs. Mobley has been replaced and the company as a whole is moving on," end quote. According to federal documents, Mobley has not been arrested. She is scheduled to appear in federal court later this month to face the charges. Federal authorities continue to investigate the case, and additional details may emerge as legal proceedings unfold. An FBI representative responded to our request for additional information, stating they are not providing comment at this time. Our requests for comment to Mobley have gone unreturned. Mobley resigned from the Fortuna City Council on January 29, 2025, amid the FBI's investigation. In her resignation letter, she cited personal reasons for stepping down. The Fortuna City Council met for the first time since Mobley's resignation earlier this week, but there was no discussion or comments on her departure from officials, city staff, or the public. Instead, City Manager Amy Nielsen outlined the 3 possible ways to fill Mobley's vacant seat, as outlined under California law: by appointing someone directly to the council, holding a special election, or advertising the position, interviewing candidates, and selecting a preferred choice. The council opted for the 3rd option and now has 60 days to conclude the process.